Jesus, we acknowledge that your name is worthy of adoration, worthy of all the declarations, worthy, O God, of worship. We bless you, Father, and we thank you for putting praise in our mouth. Thank you, Father, for the praise and the testimonies that are written in your word. But Lord, for what you're doing right now in our days, in our lives, in our homes, on our jobs, in the community, Lord, we say, worthy is your name. And Lord, we acknowledge you that even as we proceed in your presence, you will increase our thanksgiving. You will increase our declaration. You will increase our proclamation. Lord, you will also shift our perspective from what is against us, oh God, to who is for us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, it will be a shift, oh God, from reminding ourselves of what the enemy is doing and can do to who we know, who is more than all, who is able, who is willing, who cares, who loves, who is ever present. Lord, I pray that, Lord, in this year of awesome wonders, our eyes will be set on you. Our hearts will pant after you. For the Bible says, if you did not withhold Jesus Christ, how will you not also with him freely, not costly, freely give us all things? Lord, I pray that, Lord, as we look to Jesus, as we reflect on his life and on his work on earth, we will be confident that we live to declare the works of God. No wonder David said, I will not die but live to declare the praise, the wondrous works of God. May that be our purpose. May that be, O God, the reason we take each breath. May that be the reason, O God, why we refuse, O God, to be subdued by the wickedness of the wicked. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for all those testimonies again. And thank you, Daddy, for the ones that we haven't even shared because you haven't stopped working. Help us this night. Holy Spirit, take that which belongs to Jesus and reveal them to us. We have come to pray. We ask, O God, that the mantle for prayer will come upon us. Lord, we shed off heaviness and weakness. They are not companions in prayer. Lord, we will not be like the disciples that Jesus told to sleep on. We have not come to sleep on. We have come to pray on. We have come to pray on. Lord, we have come to pray on. So we ask, oh God, for the grace to pray on. The grace to pray right. The grace to see the manifestation of the effectual working power of prayer when we pray in the Holy Spirit, according to the will of the Father. So, Holy Spirit, we ask that you help us, even in understanding, to pray, O God, in our understanding and in your own language, by your mercy. Thank you, Father, as you shake us, O God, away from the sleep and bless us with the gift of your presence, even the pleasures forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Give the hands to Jesus. Let's appreciate him. Let's annoy the devil by appreciating Jesus. I want you to annoy the devil by appreciating Jesus. Annoy him. Annoy him. Annoy him. Declare. 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 Declare the goodness of God. You are worthy. You are glorious. You are faithful. You are powerful. Jesus. You are the awesome God, King of glory you are, Ancient of days you are, you are Lord without time, you are everlasting. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother, you're going to allow me, I don't think we have the time to take those video clips. Thank you for your preparation. God bless you. This week, by the mercy of God, we have been reading about heroes of faith. It pleased the Father Almighty to call home one of his heroes, evangelist Dr. Billy Graham. 100 years with life shared, life poured out, life given to many. Even when there was no comfort, he made sure that when he caught the revelation of who Jesus is, of the work of salvation, when it dawned on him that life was very brief, he did the work that God called him to do. And we are grateful that in the 100th year, when man would have a plan, many things have been signed up, God said, the earth is not good enough for this celebration. Come into the presence of your Maker. Come and let the angels celebrate you. And we pray. We don't know everything about man, but the Bible says their works follow them. Nations to nations are testifying of the impact that he had in their life and many that he brought to the kingdom. I pray that your life and my life will also count in the name of Jesus, because as C.S. Lewis said, if you aim at heaven, you will get the earth thrown in. But if you aim at earth, you will get neither heaven nor earth, nor earth. So we should aim for heaven so that earth will be a bonus. Because if only in this world we have hope, we have all men, the most miserable. The people that were raised by Jesus and lived on earth, they still died. So there is nothing about this life that is permanent. And so let us run the race that is set before us, and let us pray for the grace to finish it. Amen. Declare his wondrous deeds. I bring you greetings from Mrs. Okaku. She arrived in Nigeria safely. That's a wondrous deed of God. Put those hands together for the Lord. She called and said, please greet the people of God. And I'm delivering the message as it was passed on to me. I also bring you greetings from Pastor Richard Jama. He called, he sent email, he sent text. He said, I have been to many assemblies. I've been to big churches. I think I shared it with our leaders that what happened at the retreat, it was unique. Don't let me read because of time. And we bless God for his life as well. We were blessed as well. We were imparted. The aroma of godliness, the aroma of Christ unto God is there. So we thank God for those that we haven't seen for some time. Hallelujah. Let's go to what the Lord is saying. Help me, Lord Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1. We have a few scriptures, and then we will move into the series of prayer. Ephesians chapter 1. And I'm going to read a few verses from Ephesians chapter 1. I'll read verse 3. The Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, let's read it together. To the praise and of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. I'll read verse 10 and then I'll read 11. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one, all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his will. Amen. Very sweet chapter for us to open up this night vigil, because we are not living in the afterthought program of God. We are living in the predetermined counsel of the Most High God. We are not living in the, God didn't know what to do, therefore he decided to draw the second card. We are not living in the second card. We are living in the original design, predestinated design, predetermined counsel of God. But we must stay in that plan because it is easy to thwart the plan of God for your life if you are not mindful and careful that you were chosen for that path that God called you to. And it's not the experience you have while you are on the journey. You are called to an ultimate decision that God has made. And in the twists and the turns of life, there is purpose to get you to where you are going. Many of us travel, and even in the air, you can feel the bumps and the shaking. And they will put on that belt. What is it called? The seat belt. And they tell you, please put on your seat belt. There are very few journeys you'll be taking in the air that they will turn back. When they turn back, you know that calamity was big enough for them to turn back. Most of the time, they tell you, put on your seat belt. Because what you bought a ticket, that you are leaving one nation to another, and the pilot has decided, is prepared, the crews, they are ready to take you to that destination. And I believe God in the spiritual realm. When many of us should be tightening our seat belts, we look at the wind and the contrary thing, and we turn back, and we start again. May God forbid that in the name of Jesus. That is why one of the reasons why we declare the wondrous works of God, because we are not the first people to face challenges. And if he did it for them and helped them to run this race, he will surely help us to run the race. Say, I am predestined. I have been chosen. There is a foundation for me and also a destination for me. And what happens in between is for me to declare his glorious wonders. In the name of Jesus, there is praise for God in the year 2018 for everyone who will choose to walk with him. And I believe you are one of them. Psalm 66. Let's look at a few scriptures. Psalm 66. Psalm 66. The Bible reads, and I read, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. It's not all the lands that want to testify. But God commands praise to come out of every land. You are a land, you are a nation. Hallelujah. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Even when you don't feel the glorious part, make it. Add your Maggi cube. Put your spice. Go to Ghana. Get there. What's this? Hot pepper. Add it to it. Go to get Chito. Add it. Make it glorious. Spice up your praise. Tell somebody. Spice up your praise. Spice it up. Don't water it down. Spice it up. Say unto God, how awesome or how terrible are thy works. That is this your work too much. Through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves unto you. As I'm telling of the greatness of God's power, his enemies will be submitting themselves. As I don't keep my mouth shut, as I don't limit what God can do, what I have seen him done, through the greatness of his power, they will not contend with me. They will be submitting to the God I'm talking about. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing. He is awesome in his doing towards the children of men. Then he gave examples of why we should sing the praise. And verse 16, it says, come and hear, all ye that fear God. Come and see and come and hear will be my portion this year. Come and see and come and what? Hear. In verse 5, I said, come and see. In verse 16, I said, come and hear. By the mercy of the living God, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. Just as our brethren have been testifying tonight. Why? Because I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Verse 19, but verily, surely, in January, in February, in March, in April, in May, in June, in July, in August, in September, in October, in November, in December, I am still saying the same song. But verily, God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. When your prayer and the mercy of God meet, you will have something to declare. When your prayer and the mercy of God unite in your favor, you will always have a song to sing. And I pray that even as we proceed in the year 2018, your prayer and the mercy of God will be companions. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so when we declare the mercy of God, the wondrous works of God, three things. The first thing is that it becomes a fuel for worship. Somebody say fuel for worship. Worship is to declare and rejoice in the worth of God. By enumerating his works, you grow in your knowledge of his worth. On Thursday, yesterday, I was just wondering, Lord, I know I can recite a few things from the scriptures about who you are, but tell me who you are. And in a minute, you know, I just Googled, and I realized that on this head, okay, I remember how we got there. Okay, let's talk about, on this here head, there are about 100,000 follicles of hair on my head, this head. 100,000 on your head. On your head, 100,000. All over my body, over 5 million hair follicles in this body. And I said, God, even if you were to do hair industry, look at all of us here. And the one that beat me is that they said, the hairs, they are individually unique. No two hair strands are the same. And you think he cannot look after me? No two hairs, he numbered them. Wow. Wow. Yes, ma'am. Wow. I can thank God for each strand of hair. And he said, not one of them will fall to the ground without his permission. Wondrous God. He does it for me. He does it for you. He does it for you. He does it for children. He does it for adults. He does it for the elderly. We have reasons to thank God. Why declare the praise of God, the wondrous works of God, in addition to the fact that it fuels worship? Is that is a weapon for warfare. A sister, Pastor Clara, was sharing about a presence. And you know, my heart just leapt because God drew my attention to the fact that the devil loves to occupy. That's why Jesus said, occupy till I come. The devil loves to occupy. He dwells in the atmosphere. And it torments from the atmosphere. And Jesus said, don't give him any room. Occupy till I come. And when you declare the wondrous works of God, you shorten his ability to occupy. When I got to Nigeria, I was told that one of the aunties we left in Nigeria was very sick. The doctors had even told the children that they should not bother. They should just make her comfortable. And when doctors begin to tell you, make someone comfortable, they're telling you that medically, they've exhausted their options. So in my busy schedule, she was the only family member I went to visit. I said, we need to see her. So we went to visit her. And when we opened her room, it was a different person. She was not in that condition. And my sister-in-law said, Mommy, she said, it's not yet time. She had was diagnosed of cancer 14 years ago, but God has been sustaining her. Amen. She said, it's not your time. And then she turned to me, she said, Olu, that's what they call me. The prayer I need you to pray for me is that God should forgive me all my sins. That when I close my eyes on this side, I want to see them opened, looking into Jesus' eyes. She said, that's the only prayer. She said, forget all these diagnoses. She said, forget all their sins. Just pray that prayer that when I close my eyes here, I return to Jesus. And then as I was thinking and just checking and making sure, she began to sing. Kotiero bimo shenhua, koro bimo shenshe, koro bimo shensoro, oshanto jumilo jojumo. She was on her bed flat, so. Koro bimo shenhua, koro bimo shenshe, koro bimo shensoro. She was singing that God is not thinking about how she's acting, how she's behaving, how she's speaking. He's just looking. She was declaring his wondrous wonder. And she was displaying her, she was flat on the bed, but her spirit was rising, acknowledging the message that she was receiving from God. The food we brought, she packed it, she ate it very well. She even offered to the nurse. And my sister-in-law said, maybe. She said, look, I know my God. I know what I feed on food. He feeds on praise. She said, what I don't want sickness to do is to take praise away from my mouth. Said, I don't want to get to that point where I cannot feed my spirit. By the time I went to Oshogbo, they said she had been discharged. May you discharge sickness yourself. May you discharge pain yourself. May you receive that weapon to discharge discomfort and discharge the enemy from your life in Jesus' name. She sang out her praise, and she sang in her deliverance. Weapon of warfare. It's your weapon against fear and worry and everything that will try to steal your heart and mind. How can we keep our perspective set on God in the midst of everyday life circumstances if not by praise? Job chapter 38, time will not allow me. This man was facing the calamities upon calamities, the trouble upon trouble. And you will expect God to come to him. But when God came, God was asking him questions. Where were you when I was? Job 38. Where were you? Well, he said, let's go, please. Because I found out something which you probably know. Job 38, let me read verses 22. And 23, have you entered into the treasures of the snow? Have you seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? And one man, if you Google, you can wanted to find out the uniqueness about the snow. And for 40 years, he's done the research, and he realized that no two snowflakes are the same. No two snowflakes are the same. Each one of them is unique. And God was asking Job. And if you go through chapter 38, chapter 39, God was just presenting before Job his wondrous works. Is it in verse 25? Let me read verse 25. The Bible says, who has divided a water course for the overflowing of waters, and a way for the lightning of thunder? And we understand that every lightning that strikes, it's the electricity that is generated is more than enough to keep a city with light for a month. One lightning of thunder. May the Lord open my eyes. Because when you declare his wondrous works, you equip yourself to face the challenges of life, not in your strength, but his strength. He said, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and two-edged swords in their hand. The same praise that you put on your mouth is the weapon your hand will use to defeat the enemy. I pray that even in this year, 2018 of awesome wonders, God will have people who will declare his strength, because it says out of the mouth of babes he has perfected his praise so that he can avenge himself of his enemies. I pray that even in your worship and in your warfare, the enemy will know that you know the God who defends you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Even if you don't know what to sing, play. Let those who have sung it be playing, be singing around you. Set the atmosphere, fill the atmosphere of your environment with worship, declaring the glory of him. The third thing we want to know about declaring the praise of God is that is our evidence for witness. In 2 Kings chapter 6, the Bible tells of a time when there was a serious famine in the land. So bad that women were eating their children. They came to a point where two women said, let's eat your child today. Tomorrow I will donate my own and we will eat. And this following day, the woman defaulted. She didn't want to present her child. And they went to the king, and the king said, if God does not help you, I cannot help you. And the king tore his clothes, because there will be situations that authorities will not have solutions to. There will be situations that they wouldn't know what to do, where to turn. The king came to that position. But thank God, who had his son Elisha. He said in chapter 7, verse 1, and Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. The victory God is going to give you is going to be at the gates of the enemy, and there's nothing they can do. They laid the siege and made the nation to be painful. They created the problem. They frustrated the policies and the program. And God said, I'm going to give you victory at their gates. How are you going to pass through if not that you have the presence of God? He said, it's going to be at the gates. That same place where they thought you can't come. You are going to go back. And you are going to go with authority and with power. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where they felt they have shut the door. Where they felt you have been canceled and annulled. The God of heaven will bring you back there. But it will be with a triumphal procession. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about four lepers at the entering of that gate. And they said to one another, why sit we here until we die? Why are you going to hold on in that situation and allow the enemy to mess up your life? They challenge themselves. I pray that in this year of awesome wonder, your soul will not agree with failure, will not agree with stagnation. Where your feet fail to carry you, today you will challenge your feet. You will challenge your mind. You will challenge your mouth. You will challenge your being. And say, you are not giving up. We are going forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. They came to a point where they challenged their circumstances. They were the least possible candidates to make a difference. I pray, where you have been considered the least to make a difference, be it in family, be it at work, be it your career, be it in your calling, in this year of awesome wonder, the capacity to challenge yourself and to press on, heaven will bestow upon you. In the name of Jesus. If they were going to look for people to make a difference in that nation, nobody would have knocked on the door of the lepers. But this is the year. Somebody say this is the year. When God will use the weak to confound the wise. He will use the foolish to confound the wise. in the name of Jesus Christ, because it only has to be by him. Hallelujah. He said, this is it. And look at what they said. If we say we enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die here also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up at twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. When they were come unto the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. Why? Because God had been there. When God has been there, there will be no man there. When God has stepped in, man must step out. When God has taken over, powers that be must lose their ground. Because God had been there. There was no man there, no opposition. Did we not sing it that there is no questioning? Because God has decided. I pray in this year of awesome wonders, your God will go ahead of you and make crooked paths straight in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots. I hear you singing, and they are hearing chariots. You are singing, and they are hearing and humming. You are singing, you are dancing, you are clapping, you are stomping, and they are hearing the weapons of mass destruction. They are afraid because you are singing, you are dancing, you are talking, you are declaring, and they are fleeing. May that be your song in the name of Jesus Christ. As you are clapping, you are jumping, you are dancing, God is making it another sound in the camp of the enemy. Hallelujah. The Bible gave them victory, but this is where we are going as our witness. And when these lepers, verse 8, when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drank and carried them silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried them also. You just imagine lepers taking spoils of war. Then verse 9, then they said one to another, we do not well this day. It is a day of good tidings. And we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. It's your year of good tidings. Are you ready to tell? Are you able, are you willing to go and be a witness to someone of the victorious arm of the Lord that is upon your life? Or are you going to hide it? You are hiding the silver. You are hiding the gold. Will you hide the witness? Will you hide the testimony? Oh, I don't want to say it. They will say, she's come again. He has come again. Is she the only one? Is he the only one? I don't know. If I have it, I tell it. If I have it, I share it. I pray it encourages someone to get their own. Hallelujah. Yes, I can hide the gold and hide the silver, but I won't hide the testimony. And you know, Pastor Dupe won't even hide the gold. She won't hide the silver. But what the Lord is saying is, let's declare. Because the world needs to hear that the faithfulness of God still abides and abounds. Let's rise up to our feet. It's a fuel for your testimony. God wants us to go out. And I thank God for what God is doing in all the assemblies. I bless the name of the Lord for the mission that God has called us to. And I believe we have a song, we have a testimony to bring people out of captivity, to bring people out of confusion, to bring people out of stagnation, to bring families out of marital crisis. We have to go. They said what we're doing is not good. I pray that God will correct us in this year of awesome wonders. That it's okay to say to one another at church, but we must also go to the market. We must go to our neighbors. We must go to the Cowley Carnival. Don't use that day as an excuse and say, okay, we are going out. Okay, let me go and invite my friend and we go and watch sports. Don't use the days of evangelism as the days of your absences. Someone needs to hear your testimony. Somebody needs to know what God is doing. I took the pack of tracts, one of them, that we got at Pastor Foyeke's birthday to Nigeria. We shared it at my stepmom's wake-up service. They wanted more. It was weight that didn't allow me to take all of them. These are beautiful material. Even before they read it, the color of the track itself, everybody was asking for more. We have the resources, but God needs the people. He needs your testimony. He needs your song. Hallelujah. So as we pray, brethren, as we pray through, I want you to know that telling and declaring the wonders of God is a fuel for your worship. Just Google about yourself. I was going to also send another clip to, maybe I'll share it on the WhatsApp. Brother Henry, thank you for the labor. Amen. But time will not allow us. But Google, find out more about yourself. More about yourself. I understand that you blink 2.5 million times a day, just blinking this eye. And you just blink involuntarily. So much to know about who you are that God has made you to be. That scientists are trying to collate data about yourself. But the best person that can announce you is you. Because even in the midst of all the averages that they are saying, your uniqueness stands out. You want to enter a place this year and they say, oh, the daughter of the king has arrived. Do you know you will be introduced by that? I was at a meeting speaking and I made a statement and the new center manager said, Dukwe, you are the only one that can do it. You have a unique power behind you. All of a sudden, I woke up. God will so much announce himself through you that expectation of men will make God to rejoice. A man at work today was so destructive. When they were moving him with handcuffs, I heard his cry. It touched me. I went to my office because I'm not first responder. By the time they deposited him, the man said, please call me Pastor Dukwe. She's like a mother to me. I got there, he was crying. He said, you've helped me. I was already getting better, but they upset me. I said, well, God will help you again. I'm glad that testimonies are coming from your workplaces, that people are sharing their intimate pain with you. They are seeing the God of awesome wonder. Do we see it happening? That people will share their secret pain. Their secret pain, they will say, let me share it with this one. Because you have become a wonder to many. They have been wondering about who you are. Now that you are declaring the wonder of God, they will begin to open up. You don't have to be a secret service. You are on the Lord's service. Pray tonight. Pray and thank God that he has declared wonder to proceed out of your lips. He has declared that your heart will have reasons to rejoice and testimonies to give. Pray, ask God, that Lord, all your predetermined counsel for me in the year 2018, my God, help me to step into them. All that God is doing, they are all predetermined. God is not rethinking what he will do with us. He has already proposed in his heart what he will do. Let us agree with God that all the wonders that are in 2018, we will experience them. That the ones we have talked about will give birth to more. In the name of Jesus. He said, come and see. He said, come and hear. Ask God that this year you will invite people to come and see. You will invite people to come and hear. By the mercy of God, your praise party, your testimony party will bring people to the knowledge of Christ. Everywhere you go, the sweet aroma of God's wonders will continue to permeate the air. In the name of Jesus, remember those lepers, they were solutions to national problems. I pray by the mercy of God, what the world is looking for solution to, God in his mercy, in his infinite mercy, will count you faithful to be a solution. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that as we proceed in prayer, Daddy, the sharp threshing instrument that you have made us to be will become sharper. As we have been reminded that we are your sharp threshing instrument, Lord, we pray that, Lord, our praise will be like a two-edged sword, restraining and restricting the influence of darkness, pushing back the kingdom of wickedness, Lord, standing on your authority and speaking concerning nations to see the glory of God made manifest. Lord, even our own environment, we declare that our praise will be a weapon. Our testimony, O God, will be a witness, and it will be a fuel for worship. We declare that this year, your wonders, O God, shall be made manifest. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.